The medlifters came at dawn. Barriss Ophi caught a glimpse through the spore clouds of the lifters hanging low in the eastern sky, just above the bloated, oblate sphere that was Drongar Prime. Other Rimsu personnel were already running from their cubicles and quarters, some still pulling on clothing. She saw Zan Yant and Joss Vondar heading toward the landing area. Then, suddenly, she stopped. Something, someone, had called to her. It had been a cry for help, nonverbal but no less strong. She had heard it echo in her mind as if its author had been standing right behind her. A cry of rage and despair. A death cry. She knew where it had come from, the edge of the Khondru Sea. And though she didn't know who was dying, she knew why. For one unmistakable and mercifully brief moment, she could see, as clearly as with her own eyes, the killer's face as he loomed over his victim. Fojai. Without a moment's hesitation, Barriss turned and ran away from the lifters, away from the Rimsu, and into the lowlands that sloped toward the sea. Barriss emerged from the swamp vegetation, pushing through a last clinging cluster of snarl vines, and saw Jai, the only one still standing amid the carnage. Seven men, all wearing separatist uniforms, lay dead about him. He was waiting for her, that sardonic smile she had come to despise on his lips. "A drunken Talanda Till makes less noise than you do," he said. "Nevertheless, it's always a pleasure to see you, Padawan Ophi. To what do I owe the honor of this visit? Have you come to congratulate me on my latest victory for the Republic?" He gestured mockingly at the bodies strewn about his feet. Fojai suddenly staggered, his eyes snapping wide in astonishment. Barriss realized he'd been hit from behind by something. He turned, and she saw the veins and stubby tail of a hypo dart protruding from behind his shoulder blades. Another separatist soldier, shooting from the cover of the nearby swamp, had nailed him. For all his vaunted strength, skill, and speed, there was no way Jai could have dodged something he hadn't seen coming. Barriss expanded a bubble of awareness outward, with herself at the center. She could detect no further danger. Evidently, the shooter had not stayed to see the results of his ambush, which meant she was safe for the moment as well, although that could change at any time. She kept her expanded awareness in operation while she knelt beside Jai, examining him. His hands and fingers were cold, and the twitching had not abated. Paresthesia, most likely, she decided. She pinched back an eyelid, saw that the pupil was contracted. His breathing was rapid and shallow. It seemed obvious that Fojai had been hit with a potent neurotoxin of some sort. Paraleptin, perhaps, or titroxinate. If something was not done quickly, he would die. There was no time to call for an evac, even if there was an available medlifter, which was problematic. But there was another way to treat him. Barriss Ophi closed her eyes and opened her heart and mind to the power of the Force. The droid approached Dendur as the latter headed toward his quarters. It was one of the standard harvesting units, a little weather-worn and dented, but moving well enough.
"You are Dendur, sir?"
"Who wants to know?"
"I have a delivery for you, sir."
"And who caused this delivery to be sent to me?"
"Lieutenant Fojai."
Uh-oh. Den looked at the package, then at the droid. "It isn't going to blow up, is it?"
"Unlikely, sir. The item in question is a holoprod recording."
Den nodded. "All right." The droid extruded a carry drawer from its chest and removed the device, which Den noticed, with relief, did look like a standard holocron cube and not a bomb. "Thank him for me."
"I am afraid that will be quite impossible, sir. Fojai is no longer among the living."
A herd of curl noses couldn't have kept Den from hurrying into his cubicle to view the recording. He darkened the chamber, inserted the cube, and activated the projection unit. The three-dimensional image flowered in front of him. The scene was of a small clearing in a jungle. As Den watched, a separatist combat droid scout eased into the clearing, did a quick 360 scan, then started across. Fo Jai stepped into view in the foreground, his back to the cam. He wore a pair of blasters and low-slung holsters on his hips. The droid didn't appear to see or hear him, but this changed when Jai yelled, "Hey, Mechanical! Over here!" As the droid turned toward him, Jai snatched the blasters from their holsters so fast that the action was a blur and fired. The twin bolts caught the droid's visual sensor array, instantly blinding it. Jai ran to his right, 5 or 6 fast steps, and dropped prone. The droid fired his laser cannon at the spot where Jai had been standing a moment before. Jai rolled up to his knees and shot the droid again, and the bolts, there must have been at least 6 or 7 hits, lanced into the chink under its control box. It was a problem this time. Blue smoke erupted from the droid's casing. The thing listed to one side, then ground to a halt, critically damaged. Jai leapt up and ran, again to his right. A trio of Silesian mercenaries came out of the woods, blaster rifles working. Streaks of incandescent plasma scorched the air. Jai dodged left, then right, then stutter-stepped as enemy bolts fell short or to the sides. He also shot as he ran, once, twice, thrice, and all 3 mercenaries were hit with fatal body strikes. They went down.